And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful, I mean the most beautiful, this one, Alabama, state in the nation. And I'm talking about this show sends its signal like way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Just got a great text, man. I love this. Yeah, so Dan from Morgan City. Dan, appreciate your service, and I do remember you. Dan says, Colonel, you visited me when I was recovering at the Warrior Transition Unit at Fort Benning. He said he was one of our NCOs in my unit then. And I had just taken command, and I found out some of my guys were down there recovering from injuries at the WTU at Fort Benning, so I went down to just see them and how they're doing. So I still remember you being there and speaking with me. It was a great boost for my morale at the time. Thank you. 4th Alabama, follow me. So yeah, the unit, the legend of the unit, the first of the 167th was 4th Alabama was its original designation, and that was still on a tab on our sleeves at the time. Anyway, Sergeant, appreciate you. Thank you for your service, and thanks for listening. Golly, bum. Chris from Gadsden, he said, spoiler, Eli is blind.
Oh, don't spoil it. Man, don't spoil that for people if they haven't seen it.
Oh, my gosh. You know, if you don't know that by now,
it's just, I know.
JT from Lacey Springs, who was there last night at the pizza place, and I saw Dan says, thank you. You're welcome, Dan. Thank you, brother. JT from Lacey Springs says, a program I watched years ago about third world lives, a husband had acquired a solar cell. His income was charging batteries. That is crazy. Wow, how about that? All right, listen, let's talk. Can we talk? Let's talk. Let's talk for a minute. How about we just talk? So I'm watching, and I'm sort of waiting, and I'm trying to figure out, is Biden really running or not? Now, I one of my texters, who was that? Was it Tony from Piedmont or somebody a minute ago said, you know, Biden's probably not even trying hard because he believes the fix is already in. So here's the thing. Did you know that Biden right now is on another 9-day vacation? This is the second vacation in a month. This month, second vacation. He took like a 5-day vacation at Rehoboth Beach in Delaware, which I even hate that name. I'll just be honest with you. I can't. Rehoboth Beach. They couldn't find an easier name to roll off the tongue. That was so unnecessary of me. That was just negative. I'm sorry. Anyway, I am tired of saying it. But he had a 5-day vacation at his beach house, and then he flew to Lake Tahoe this past week. Flew to Lake Tahoe, and then left Lake Tahoe for a 5-hour visit to Hawaii to see the devastation, to talk to people, which didn't go well. And then he turned around and flew right back to Lake Tahoe, where he's having a 9-day family vacation. Now, this story from Fox News, the headline, I think, is a little bit, you know, clickbaitish. But the headline is, the Biden family huddles in secrecy in exclusive Lake Tahoe home amid special counsel investigation into Hunter. But I will say this. There's something about the fact that, and I know their family. I get that. I know their family. There's something about the fact, though, that Joe and Jill Biden, their daughter Ashley, their son Hunter, his wife Melissa, who used to be married to his brother, and their son and some grandchildren are all on a 9-day vacation at a place where they can't be seen. Now, part of me says, okay, I get it. They're a celebrity name, so to speak. People are going to be, paparazzi's going to be out there hanging around trying to get pictures and press and everybody. I get it. But there's something right now about the fact that Biden is not trying hard at all. At all. Not trying hard at all. Like, what campaigning are you seeing him do? It's as if something's up. Well, according to the White House, the core story on Fox News, the Bidens are renting the $18 million home of environmental activist, businessman, and former Democrat and presidential candidate Tom Steyer for a 9-day vacation. Biden's being joined by all those family members I mentioned. Says it's unclear whether the Bidens will be receiving any visitors. That's the thing. Part of me says, what kind of special meetings are they having out there in this enclave at Lake Tahoe for 9 days that people don't know who they're meeting with? The whole thing is creepy, but you look at it and go, is he even campaigning? Because right now, this is the peak of the campaign season. Now, he's probably thinking, RFK Jr., I'll just have him taken out later. You know what? I don't know what he's thinking. But right now, he actually has RFK nipping at his heels with, like, I think the last poll I saw was in the teens, which is still impressive for a guy who's never run for office. But here's the thing. I've got an article. Let me do this one instead. Jason Chaffetz wrote a piece that said exactly what I was thinking. It did it so well and talked about what he calls the five indications that Joe Biden will not run in 2024. I mean, you have to look at it and go, well, stop. I mean, at what point do you at least try to pretend that you're running? For instance, Biden does not have a staff infrastructure at all. Y'all, we're 5 months from the primaries. Skeleton crew is number one on the five indications from Jason Chaffetz. Skeleton crew. His operation is a tiny skeleton crew of staffers working exclusively out of his home state of Delaware. As of last quarter, he had just four people on the payroll. Four. For a nationwide campaign. We have no state paid coordinators. We have no, you know, staff of marketing and, you know, ad buyers and people that are handling the books. And no, he's got four people on the payroll, all working out of party offices. In other words, they don't have their own offices. They're using local Democrat party offices. And in July, the campaign announced the hiring of a few fundraisers, but there seems to be little urgency to mount a full-scale campaign. Interesting. How about this? Strategic travel, number two. I mean, not only did he skip the Iowa State Fair altogether. He's running for president. He skipped one of the biggest events in retail politics, the Iowa State Fair. It's like a rite of passage. You're running for president, you go to the Iowa State Fair. Didn't bother showing up. Went to Utah instead, did a speech. A serious candidate, Jason Chaffetz says, would have campaigned in Nevada, Colorado, and Montana. How about this? Where's Kamala? Oh, that's a thought. What have you seen her do? Maybe Biden's so old and tired, they're sending out Kamala to do the campaigning and try to make things happen. Nope. You seeing her anywhere? He says, though she has visited Florida and picked a few fights with GOP presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis, she's been largely invisible throughout the first 3 years of the Biden presidency, and we're not seeing her on the campaign trail right now. How about this? Number four, fiddling while Maui burns. Says Biden's inextricable response to the Maui fires from his vacation on the beach of no comment ricocheted around the nation. This is an opportunity for a president to flex his political muscle, meaning even in the midst of crisis, you'd think that somebody would say, Mr. President, you need to make a firm statement about this. It will go well for you in the polls. They didn't. You know, no comment, he said. No comment. You've got 1,000 Americans unaccounted for right now. You've got an entire town that burned up. A large piece of an island, a state of the 50 states, a large piece of the island burned up. 100 people are confirmed dead. No comment. And the last one is hibernating over Hunter. It says, with real substantive evidence surfacing that the president's son took payments from foreign entities in exchange for access to his father, the campaign seems to be locking down. The New York Times, by the way, that's a sixth indication. The New York Times reported that campaign manager Julie Chavez canceled a planned interview on the Biden-friendly MSNBC to avoid facing a litany of questions about Hunter Biden. So I said that. Jason Chaffetz listed five. I'm going to give you number six. Number six is the fact that just a few years ago, you would never have seen the New York Times publish something that could be construed negatively about Biden. Or how about this one? I've got a separate article on Fox. Dated 2 days ago. Washington Post columnist changes his mind, calls for Joe Biden to be fully investigated over Hunter's business dealings. Washington Post. Y'all, 3 years ago, that would not have been allowed. The fact that the press is acting like the press, sort of, on some of these issues surrounding Biden is a clear indication that the shine is off the apple. Something's up. And they've got to be able to begin laying the groundwork for how do we get rid of him. And then at the same time, they don't want Kamala. So what's up? Is he in or is he out? I'd love your speculations. You go ahead and send them to me. In fact, I'm looking over there and I'm reading, wow, there's a whole bunch of text messages that already came in. But yeah, we'll take a break right now. We'll come back from this break and we'll get a little bit more on this one and just kind of do, is he in or is he out? Did you see his rollout? That's right. Nobody else did either. His rollout announcement that he was running again, it was nothing but a video on YouTube. Hey, it's me. I'm running again. Yeah, I'll see you out there at the polls. I don't know, man. It's the most lackluster thing I've ever seen. I don't know if he's in. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, making common sense a superpower. A bunch of text messages. I'll grab a few of those. JT Lacey Springs says, my vote is Biden's in. He's in Tahoe. He's in his beach house. He's in any place to avoid the public eye for lack of action that benefits the country or the citizens. You know what? That's true. JT makes a point. What other job, Boomer, could you get that would allow you to have 370 days of vacation in 3 years?
I don't know.
Pretty sure none.
Zero.
There's the only other job like that is unemployed. That's to stand.
There you go.
Yeah. My job is unemployed. Thomas from Athens has sent a test. It worked. Thomas, we got it. So you're good, man. Brian from Huntsville. It says, Biden's mind is failing. I hate that for anyone. Kamala Harris never developed a mind. I see Michelle Obama. New voters remember what she did to your school lunches. Yeah. I don't know, though. I hear people say that. I just cannot see Michelle Obama running. I don't. I see Gavin Newsom, like, scratching her eyes out if she tried to get in his way. I think he's waiting in the wings. And like I said before, I think he's already measured the drapes in the Oval Office. Marshall from Dubai still cracks me up. We got Racing from Hawaii and Marshall from Dubai. We got people on the far corners of the earth listening to the show. It says, since Hunter is involved with his brother's wife, does Bo's children call him Hunter Uncle Dad? I don't know, bro. More than I even want to know, to be honest with you. It's just kind of weird. Amy from Danville, why waste the money when you've already been elected? See, she's one of those who believes the fix is in. You know what, though? Let me say this. And I'm not fussing, Amy. I'm not. I'm just going to that sparked something I thought of yesterday. We cannot allow ourselves to say at the next election time, well, it doesn't even matter, the fix is in, all right? What if the fix is in? If you don't vote, you have nothing to complain about. I had a coworker one time, and she and I were polar opposites politically, but she told me one day her silent form of protest was not to vote. And I said, well, then you got no right to complain because you're stuck with whatever you get. Be a part of the process, everybody. Be a part of the process. Don't let them, if they steal it, make them steal it. Don't give it to them. There's the point. Frank from Huntsville, he's been out. He's just a puppet. The liberals are moving around. He doesn't even know where he's at. Dan from Morgan City says, Democrats eat their dying and their dead. Yes, it does appear that way sometimes. Man, I missed a bunch that were further down. Trina from Elkmont, why pay for staff when they have most of the media? Yes. Tony from Piedmont, it's the light burning brighter before it burns out. Okay. Kenneth from Hartzell, he says, he said, you know, Biden doesn't have to go out and campaign when the election's in the bag. Dave from Battleground, he says, okay, I don't do this often, but I will for Dave from Battleground, Alabama. Says, please say hello to my wife, Tammy. Boomer, grab the mic there. You ready? On three. One, two, three. Hey Tammy. There you go. We're riding around. He says, I'm introducing her to Right Side Radio. P.S. She does not know I'm sending this. LOL. Tuned in as always. She does now. thanks, Dave. Cornelia from Moulton, brand new in the tech string, says, thanks for your military service and your service to the state of Alabama. Love the show. Thank you, Cornelia. Appreciate that very much. So, is he in or is he out? Now, in a few minutes, we're going to switch gears, and starting at the top of the hour, we're going to take a series of short calls. We've got Scott Buttram, Lee from Huntsville, Sparky from Harvest, Jeff Poor, all lined up to talk in, and then at 4 o'clock, of course, we've got Boomer and McQueen, but we're going to talk with each of them about what they think about the Republican candidates that we had on the stage last night and the one that we didn't. But here's my question about who they're running against. Is he or isn't he? Is he in or is he out? And I've got an article here that came out earlier this year. In February, Politico, did you go to Politico, Phil? Yes, I did. Politico ran a piece that was called, quote, Biden may not run. Top Dems are quietly preparing. Okay. the three names that Politico floats as potential Democrat, you know, heirs apparent to the idea of being the nominee: Gavin Newsom of California, Phil Murphy, New Jersey, and J.B. Pritzker of Illinois. Holy cow, that's a Three Stooges, man. That's any one of those would be awful. Phil Murphy, New Jersey, Gavin Newsom, California, J.B. Pritzker, Illinois. He says they've all taken steps that could be seen as having aimed at keeping the door cracked in case Biden bows out, though with enough ambiguity to give them plausible deniability, meaning we're not trying to, oh, no, we wouldn't do that to our leadership. Certainly not. Get ready, fellas. Senators like Bernie Sanders and Amy Klobuchar have also been making similar moves. I don't know yet, but they pointed out that in February, people didn't know what Biden was going to do. That's only been, what, 6 months ago? It says, as the limbo continues, Biden's advisors were taking staffs to staff a campaign to align with the top super PAC, which has been airing TV ads in support of his agenda. But have you really seen that kind of effort? I don't know. It's a toss-up for me. I really don't feel like he is in good standing right now. I mean, he's not. You can watch him and tell this job is more than he can handle. And somebody said the other day, Charlene and I were talking about this, somebody floated the idea that he would step down and Jill Biden would run in his place. And I said, you know what, though? The problem is there's no reason he would step down that would make Jill Biden look good to go run. I mean, if he stepped down because of his health, then the wife should not go run for the most incredible job in the world. She should be there with her husband who has bad health. If he steps down because he's infirm mentally, then she definitely should be there with him. If he steps down because of scandal in his family with his kids, then she shouldn't run either. So I don't know. I mean, I look at this and think, I don't know if he's in or out. But I know this. He's also, by the way, gotten to the point of it's getting embarrassing. It's embarrassing to watch the level to which he is infirm. It's getting embarrassing to watch. I don't know if you saw it or not. There's a video on his quick trip to, and granted, how many time zones did he have to fly over to get to Hawaii? I've forgotten how many that is, but it's definitely several time zones off the mark. But it's also earlier in the day. So when it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, for him back in D.C., it's only like, what, noon or something in Hawaii? So he shouldn't have been falling asleep, but he looked like he was. He was in a, there's a video, it's just Google Biden falls asleep in Hawaii, and you'll find it. And he's sitting there in a memorial service. It looks for all the world like he's nodding off. Folks, I'm just telling you, this is not going well. You've got Russia, which we'll talk about later in the show, that could care less what Biden thinks. You've got China, which is pushing buttons left and right because they know they can. You've got Iran boldening up. And then you've got, oh, by the way, you got a thing called BRICS, which is an alignment of malign actors forming an economic alliance that does not bode well for what they're trying to do to the other G7 nations. And it's all happening on Biden's watch, every bit of it. I don't want to see a Gavin Newsom presidency, but my gosh, I at the very least, here's what I want to see. I want to see people put up serious nominees who have the capacity for the office. Set aside their policies, set aside what party they run on, set aside whether they look good or come from a certain background or anything else. At the very least, put somebody up who has the ability to appear capable to do the job. And 370 days of vacation in the first 3 years of a presidency, not quite 3 years, is an embarrassment. And I don't know if he's running or not, but he's sure got it good right now. All right, we're going to come right back. Scott Buttram, Trustful Tribune, giving us his thoughts on last night's debate. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.